This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to the forum. My guest on this weekend show is Pete Vizintine, Macoupin County's CEO facilitator, and welcome to the show, Pete.
Thank you for having me back on. We always appreciate it.
Pete, this time we're going to discuss the 2019 Macoupin County CEO trade show that will be coming up on Sunday, May the 5th. It's 4 to 7 at the Cross Church in Carlinville. And first off, before we get to the actual trade show, we always like to talk a little bit about, for everyone to understand, the Macoupin CEO program and that it's with high school students, not, quote, businessmen or whatever you want to say, but they're their own business people, I guess you can say, and maybe talk about the program.
The Macoupin County CEO program, this is our third year in existence, third class coming through. The way it works is it's a 9-month coaching process through which we coach high school students from the area to start their own real businesses. As part of that coaching process, we bring in 50 to 60 guest speakers on all different areas of professional expertise to speak to them. And we also take them to visit about 50 businesses of all shapes and sizes in the Macoupin County area. The whole first semester of the school year is geared toward them running a business as a group to achieve a common goal of a certain profit, which is something they'll have to do in the real world. The whole second semester is geared toward each of them starting their own individual business, which they launch at the trade show at the end of the year, which is kind of what I'm here to talk about today.
And the CEO program is a competitive thing. For somebody to get into it, they have to apply and things like that, right?
Very much so. It's very competitive. They have to apply just like they're getting into a college. They have to write a narrative on why they'd be a good candidate for the program, get professional references, and the whole deal. So it is very competitive. We have a lot of applicants for very few spots. All 8 Macoupin County high schools participate in the program, and all incoming seniors can apply.
This year's trade show, sort of the participants, and what will people, I guess, see, or what services or goods will be for sale?
So this is our third class through, so this will be our third trade show. Most of the businesses this year are product-based businesses, and we've got about as wide a variety of product as you can think of. Everything from custom-made fishing lures, custom CNC machine cornhole sets, clothing, all kinds of different, where one student is launching a book, that's her business. One student is launching a coupon book for area businesses, so just wide range of different things, which is really what we want. They all had their own original idea, and the trade show is where they get to bring it from idea to reality, and that's always a fun process to see.
Now, when you talk about they had to start their own business, sort of like when, I guess, in classroom prep, how did you go about saying, okay, it's time now to start your business, or how do you really do that to get them prepared for the actual trade show?
Every student who comes to CEO, they know the basic layout for the year, which I just told you that they have to do class business and individual business. But we go through the same planning process that anybody would do if they were going to start a real business. They have to come up with an idea that's viable, do their research, write a business plan, pitch the business plan to real bankers to get a percentage of whatever seed money they need from their class business money. Then they get to take that money and spend it to actually launch the business. So everything is, it is 100% a real business. They just have a lot more support and resources around them than you or I would.
What is it like? You've had 2 shows. This will be the third. What is it like for them the day of the trade show? Sort of how does the day go? And we'll sort of get to who comes, but sort of what do the kids do or the high schoolers do, and how do they prepare for what's coming?
They each have to prepare a trade show booth, just like a business would if you were going to attend a real trade show and try to sell your product to wholesalers. So they each have to have their own booth, they have to have their own signage, they have to research and development their own products and services, you know, the whole deal, their own elevator pitches, one-liners, and we take them through that whole process in the program, and they have professional mentors. But if they've done a good job, if they put their work in, the trade show is a really fun day. That's where they kind of get to see all their work actually pay off.
And that's what I was going to ask you next is, people come to the show for whatever reason. Maybe they know somebody. Maybe they want to see what all kinds of things are out there, or just to attend and see how the students are doing. But what's it like for the people, say, if somebody's thinking, well, should I go or not? Maybe talk about that.
It's exciting. Even if you don't know any of the kids, even if you're not going there to shop, which I hope you do, it's just fun to see the community in action. You know, the only way that we're going to bring back our local economies and bring back our local main streets, there's so many vacancies now, is to build from within. So CEO, we kind of look at too as a grassroots economic development engine. It's the best mechanism we have to open the kids' eyes of what is here and the opportunities that they have here. And by coming to the trade show, you're supporting that. You're supporting the kids, the work they've put in, and everybody who is a stakeholder in this program, because this program is supported and run completely by people here in Macoubin County.
As far as the trade show and other things the students do, I guess this helps them develop what's coming in the future, be it college and or their own business?
Even if they don't stay with this business, they've at least tried something, and they have real world business experience, leadership, management experience, budgeting, marketing, you know, everything that they can have on their resume and that they can talk about in job interviews. And those are all desirable skills employers are looking for in the future. They get to get more real business and leadership experience through this program in high school than I did in 5.5 years of college business school. It's just an amazing thing that we have here in the county. And by attending the trade show, you get to see firsthand what it is. And the product that we are producing are these kids. So the goal is to transform them from regular high school students when they walk in to seasoned business pros by the time they walk out. And every year we have met that goal. They are like talking to different kids when they came in than when they go out.
And speaking of successes and resume builders, when you were last on the show, we were talking about a major conference that was coming to Carlinville. This is back in February. And I guess you could say a lot of your CEO participants got a good resume builder through that. Tell us how the conference went.
Yeah, they got probably the best resume builder that I've ever seen for a 17, 18-year-old high school student in executing that event. On Valentine's Day, February 14th, their class business was a business development conference called BOLD. The purpose of the conference was to give local business owners tips and advice they could walk away with and use to grow their businesses, and to have local employers send their employees and their management teams for leadership training. To do this, they brought in the number one motivational speaker in the world, Eric Thomas, to be their keynote. And then they had four amazing speakers for their breakout sessions.
As you said, this wasn't playing with Monopoly money. You know, we don't have to go into figures, but they actually had to come up with money and budget for a lot of things. This was a real-life business experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a massive undertaking. Probably the most massive class business that any CEO program of the 50 has ever undertaken. And just the fact that they were able to pull it off with the resources that they had is amazing when you look back on it. And if you were there that day, it was about more than just the training. The energy that people walked out of there with, in the business leaders and administrators and everybody in the county who attended, the energy people walked out of there with was amazing. And the students, I know myself and the students, it's something that we'll never forget.
And as we come to the end of the show, Pete, I don't know if you have more information or a preview of the trade show or anything like that, but if you have a way people can find out more information.
We definitely do. We have our website, MacoubinCEO.com. The best place to find out information about the students' businesses is really our Facebook page, and it's Facebook.com/MacoubinCEO. The business profiles of the students are also on the website, MacoubinCEO.com, but the Facebook page is kind of our main hub of activity. So we would love for anybody listening to just attend the trade show, see what it's all about, and support your local students who have put a lot of work into this.
And again, that show coming up Sunday, May the 5th from 4 to 7 at the Cross Church in Carlinville. Pete, thank you for joining us on the Forum Program.
Always enjoy being here. Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.